Welcome, everyone, to the Believer's Voice of Victory podcast. Testimony, TB from Wisconsin. Words are not enough to say what the BVOV broadcast has done for me. I was dry as a desert, looking to hear a voice and find someone walking like Jesus. When God led me to Kenneth Copeland, Jesus is my Lord. I read it wrong. Then God led me to Kenneth Copeland. Oh, my goodness. Whew. Thank you. Jesus is my Lord, and His love is invaluable. I've learned about God's Word and have been empowered by listening to the daily broadcast. Praise God, and thank you, Kenneth and Gloria, for your quality decision to walk, preach, and teach the Word of God, TB in Wisconsin. A quality decision. I heard that from the Lord years ago. That decision you made doesn't have any quality in it. And, of course, it had to do with food. And, Lord, I can go into this book and show you some things. Because I keep this kind of thing. He said you need to write my word down and you need to write your word down. He said, if you write your word down, it comes off my word, I'll honor your word. He said, a quality decision is one about which there is no more argument and from which there is no retreat. And the absolutes are in His word because His word is His bond. And so you get over here. In 1 John, it's a love letter. And there was a time, I was thinking about this today and yesterday. I made a note in 4:18, He's loved the fear out of me. That there was a time, and the reason it's so marked up like it is, that I read it every day. Every day, and made notes. Read it every day. And this is what I suggest our KCBC students do. Now, we started out in the fourth chapter with the word beloved. Now, and about trying the spirits and so forth. But you can see that once we go on through here. You're of God, the sixth verse. Verse 4. You're of God, little children, and overcome them, those spirits he's talking about. Because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. I mean, you could stop and camp right there. Because you go back to Jesus, it's the Father within me, He does the work. And when my hour is come, He was talking about when the Holy Spirit would come and we speak with other tongues. Because that comes out in the book of Acts. And He said, don't leave Jerusalem without it. So that's essential. They are the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. You're of God, and he that knoweth. Very intimate word. Very intimate. Remember this, talking about Mary? And she knew not her husband until after Jesus was born. He that has an intimate relation with God hears us. And he that's not of God hears not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and has an intimate relationship with God. He that loves not knoweth not God, for God is love. Whew. In this was manifest the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love. Now, you check it out. Herein is loving God. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us, or developed. 2:5. Chapter 2, verse 5. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected or matured. Hereby intimately we that are in Him. He that saith he abides in Him ought to also abide and walk in Him. Yeah, by faith. Now here it is. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Herein is our love matured, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfected or mature love casts out fear. That's the reason I wrote up here 4:18. He's loved the fear out of me. And I wrote it in red. There is no fear in love, but perfected love casts out fear. Mature. Because fear has torment. The torment is in the fear. It's in there. I look at it like that. It's a handle. And the devil will get that handle, he'll steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come life, that you have life and have it more abundantly, till it overflows. That Jesus said that, John 10:10. Well, this is 1 John. Let's go back to Big John. Chapter 10. Let me read this first. First Peter. Three, eight. Finally, all of you should be of one, and the same mind united in spiritual sympathizing with one another, loving each other as brethren of the household, compassionate and courteous, tender-hearted and humble. Now listen. 4:8. Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another. For love covers a multitude, forgives and disregards the offenses of others. Well, it does the same thing before God. Mm-hmm. It covers a multitude of sins, a multitude of things that other people could do to you, and a multitude of sins for you, because right there in 1 John, we have the covenant way of forgiving our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. And all of these, there's, I could go back and there's story after story after story. Love. Galatians 5:6, works? No, by love. The law of love. We're back to aviation again. There is the law of lift. It is predictable. And it's the relative win. It also has to do with natural wind. What is relative wind? Well, did you ever stick your hand out of the car window on a calm day? That's relative wind. The speed of the automobile is causing wind. It's relative to the speed of the car. So the relative wind causes lift. I won't go into all that. It's the camber of the wing and high and low pressures. This is what Wilbur and Orville Wright had to figure out. But they were Christian men. That Wright Seminary is still there, Dayton, Ohio. It's there. These were bicycle mechanics and builders. They went to England and they said, we have a visit with the Queen. He sent back a telegram and said, don't drink her wine. So you see, they were committed. They were doing a lot of praying over this. And it's just simply a matter of pressure. You watch the news at night. We have a high pressure system over here. That means the weather's going to get better and probably get hot. We have a low pressure system. You got a high pressure and a low pressure system, you're fixing to get some thunderstorms. How do I know that? I fly airplanes. I have to know that. I don't get it off the TV. You check. I have an app that does that. And it'll give me all of the weather conditions at the Alliance Airport, the Meacham Airport. I can go in there and find out what the weather conditions are in Chicago, New York, anywhere in the United States. And get the trends and see what we're dealing with. Go, no go. I have some very close friends in heaven right now. There was absolutely no use in it whatsoever. None. I've landed at the airport where they died. It's called Lakefront. It's in Troy, Michigan. At night, you get a little foggy conditions here. Now, the young man that was flying is a good pilot, but not professional. 25 miles away, there's the Detroit Municipal Airport. It's clear. He could go over there and get facilities. Would have been no problem. But he was going to take a look. I won't go into any deeper than that because I don't want to bring it. I really don't like to think about it. Anyway, here we are. We've known and believed the love. Our commandment is to love one another. But in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and it's a subject change here. Are you there? Chapter 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I just have, and some of them are so old, they're marked out, red ones and stuff. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. Listen, this world was not made out of nothing. It made it out of something you can't see. It doesn't say, in the beginning God. I want to put my eyes on it because I marked it and made notes around it. In the beginning, Elohim. Note, John 1, 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was Elohim, plural. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Created the heaven and earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, now I told you about this in Wichita Falls, back in the day, the first meeting that we had. And at the night, in nighttime, Aline Arnold found an abandoned drugstore building. When we plugged it in, I mean, the sparks flew, but we had a meeting in there and we got it all fixed up. And she said, do you mind having your morning meeting in the synagogue? I said, no, please. I went over there and the rabbi was a young man. He said, now, Brother Copeland, here's my, oh my, look at this. We had our morning services in a synagogue. And I was reading in there and it said, it didn't say let there be, it said light be, light was. And the Spirit of God moved. Light be, light was. And there was light. Verse 14, let there be lights in the firmament and the heavens divide the day. What light? Light energy. Let there be light. 186,000 miles a second. And that's the God that's planning our lives. Here's my notes. 24 hours. 16,074,764,800 miles of universe in 24 hours. And it said, and then he rested. And I said, you know, all the time, well, he wasn't tired. He just rested because he was finished. And then one day I thought, I did that a long time. I thought, that's what everybody else said. Maybe I better inquire of the Lord of that, about that. And just praying in the Spirit for a while. And I just thought, Lord, did you rest? He said, yes. He said, Kenneth, that took a lot of faith. Yes, I rested. That's the reason I suggest you rest one day a week. And I wasn't doing that. And I won't go into the rest of that. But I had to start scheduling some rest time. And you should too. But these are the things that you learn and you go through here. And I wrote right there and read, I'd forgot that I had done this, and I made that other little note. Faith never looks back. It just goes forward. Helicopters are a wonderful thing, but without a checklist, you can kill yourself in them. That just happened not long ago in the Hudson River. I won't go into that. That's too touchy. But such disastrous things. And flying, I don't care if it's in a helicopter or what it is, or a hot air balloon. It's a discipline. And safety is an attitude. Living by faith is a discipline, and victory is an attitude. And it's victory in Jesus, it's victory in the blood, it's victory in the Holy Spirit. Everything that has anything to do with Him is victory. But you have to study this book and mark it and get, well, what about my children, Brother Cole? Oh, I have something for that. The book of Zechariah. He will hiss for them. You know what that is? That's whistling. hey, hey, come on. Hey, hey, you understand me? Get back over here. Come in here. I never had to do that with any three of my children because they were already there. Then Terry was way ahead of her daddy. And, but not for long. And there was a pig-headed thing that happened right there out of high school, and I won't go into it because I could have gone either way. But anyway, it's connected with the church, and I went the wrong way. So all of these things are vital. Now, the Hall of Fame of Faith, right? Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. All of these things, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided or foreseen some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. What better thing? I underlined it in red. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author, the beginner, the finisher, the developer of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. You've heard me say this before. The artists and the painters, of course they do. You see Jesus hanging there with this little loincloth. No. He was naked. Right there in front of his mother. But he knew what they did. I'm going to be back in 3 days. And he's still there. And he's still at the right hand of the Father. And we're still out of time. We'll be back in a few moments. Glory to God.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God said in Joshua 1:8, when we do things that are in agreement with his word, then our way will be prosperous and we will have good success. In the book of Psalms, it says that God's word is a lamp for our feet and light to our path, showing us the way to life. And according to Jesus, that life is his life. It's life more abundantly for your spirit, for your body, for your finances, and your relationships. For almost 60 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have faithfully ministered the Word of God that brings life and success to all who will believe and obey it. In 1967, the Lord entrusted the Copelands with the mission of ministering the Word of faith to believers around the world, teaching them who they are in Christ and how to operate in the laws that govern divine healing, supernatural prosperity, and the God kind of love so that they can live victorious in every area of life. Partners and friends, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you for partnering with us in this mission. Your financial seed enables us to send this uncompromised message of faith out on every available voice. Together, we are showing believers how to live life God's way and experience His blessing in their lives. Thank you so much for your prayers and your financial support. God sees every seed you sow, and He's promised to abundantly reward your faithfulness. Before we go, I want to bless your offering today. Heavenly Father, we worship You as our provider today. All that You have, You've given to Your holy Son, Jesus. And as Abraham's seed and heirs with Jesus, all things that are His, we receive as our own. We decree the blessing of Abraham over our seed today. We send it into the work of the ministry to serve the preaching of the gospel so that all men might be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. We receive the hundredfold return in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Those of you that watch Victory News, how does it close out? This is the victory that overcomes the world. 1 John 5:4. Victory, freedom, and so forth. Well, yes, we use Scripture in everything we do. And one chapter is the victory that overcomes the world. We know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, 2 Timothy 3:1, and it shall come to pass in the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Or just, there's just bracketed scriptures everywhere that you look, exceeding great and precious blood bag promises and so forth. So every tool that we have is an extension of this one. I don't like to give my opinions. I very rarely do that. But I can give you facts by sticking to this. And don't ever write anything, I don't care what it is, unless you can back it with the Word, the Scriptures that do that. So even the shield of faith, Ephesians chapter 6, it's there. Praise God. Have you enjoyed this week?
Yes,
yes I have too. Well, you know who it is, where it is. This is Kenneth Copeland and all the class reminding you that God loves you, so accept Him as your Lord and Savior. We love you even though we can't see you. And Jesus is Lord. Glory be to the living God. Yes!
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.